Have you ever heard of Zamoda? That one's new to me.
I'm going to have to Google that one.
Craft store that you can get cowboy boots and purses. That's a great suggestion as well for to talk about being, you know, really into the Southwest.
It is. It is. You know, I had so much fun doing the research for this. I have 5 pages of resources. So we're not going to be able to cover them all today. But I want you to know that they're on the website, on the front page, on the right-hand side. We keep our resource guides, and I put all the links to all these things. And
That's Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, on thehouse.com.
Yeah. So one way I thought you could think about, as you're trying to brainstorm things that could come from Arizona, is we could talk about the 5 C's of Arizona. Do you know what the 5 C's are?
I do. And, when you're saying C's, that's the letter C. If mm-hmm. for someone new or has never heard this, if you've lived with your head in the ostrich hole all your life and never heard of the 5 C's, well, sit down, Sha.
What? These are the 5 C words that help you relate to Arizona. One is copper.
Industries,
yes, copper. So we have copper mines, of course, and we have premiercopperproducts.com.
So new wire for your home.
No. This is Christmas stuff.
Oh.
Beautiful copper sinks.
Ooh.
Or beautiful artwork.
Yeah.
Rosie always says I'm a sucker for anything copper. If it's copper, I want it. You just get such beautiful things with copper, and they last forever. I have a beautiful fountain out in the front, copper fountain.
Yes, you do.
It's all blue now, but it's beautiful. The second C would be citrus. You know, there's a lot of people. I'm sure Julia is going to be missing her citrus in Minneapolis. There's just not anything fresher than an orange, lemon, grapefruit from southern Arizona. We have ArizonaOrangeCompany.com. You order a basket and have it sent
to us. We could send it to Julia, or she could order from Minnesota.
That's right. How about, and those actually baskets are great for nursing homes as well. Somebody who wants to be, and then they can share it with all. I used to do that for my mom, and then she'd get a big basket, and she'd share it with everybody. Okay.
Go before I get in trouble.
Okay, cotton. How about cotton? Do you know that if you buy anything with Pima cotton, you're buying Arizona
cotton? From Pima County. Mm-hmm. Pima County.
Mm-hmm. You're buying local cotton. So and whenever you see, turn over your towels and look. But for sure, if you go to Calco Towels, they carry just towels with cotton from the Southwest. It may be other nearby states, but a lot of the cotton actually does come from Arizona. I have that link on there as well. They look like beautiful towels. How about cattle? Nothing better than great, organic, fresh beef. So, and there's if you go to Arizona Farm Bureau and put that in the little search engine, you'll find lots of local carriers of good organic
beef.
Well,
and that kind of goes back to the boots, too. There's a lot of great leatherworking stuff. I don't know if they keep track of the hides all the way to finish product.
It's a little late to get started on that project. That's for next year, right? And then one of the C's, of course, is climate. We talked about giving Arizona Highways magazine, giving something that reflects our state and the beauty of it. So those are the 5 C's. Just kind of give you a template to work through and, just think about what you might like to give that comes from us. It's just endless.
At the time that was written, those were the biggest industries in Arizona. I don't know that they all are true today, but it was cotton. Look for Pima cotton. Cattle.
Cattle.
Citrus.
Copper. Right.
Copper. And then climate.
Now, if you're going to do climate, and if you don't want to just do a magazine, you could send somebody a little staycation. You could put together a little staycation. And then we can talk about that next hour. There are so many beautiful places to visit and make up your own little staycation and gift it to somebody.
You ended up in a retirement community in Casa Grande, and you missed the snow, Flagstaff, Prescott. And in a trip I went to North Carolina, everyone said, well, if you don't like the weather, stick around 10 minutes. It'll change. And that was true. Well, in Arizona, if you don't like the weather, get in your car and drive 2 hours.
That's
you,
right.
You could get to elevations of 9,000 feet down to Yuma, is, I don't know, 3 feet above sea level or something.
Yeah, if you're cold, put together a little trip down to Copper Queen. That'd be a lot of fun.
Well, actually, Copper Queen is higher than
is it?
Casa Grande. Yeah, the Tucson. It's funny, as you're going south in Arizona, Tucson, Sonora, you climb back up in elevation. So you're in the upwards of 3,000 and 4,000 feet and even 4,500 as you're getting into some areas of southern Arizona on the central and east side. But as you get over to the west, Quartzsite, Yuma, along the river, you're much closer to sea level there. So just a very interesting geography outline in the state. A lot of great things coming in from our listeners as we're talking gift ideas. And as you're listening to this, you're like, man, there's a lot of agricultural and a lot of food products. You know, I can remember every tree I planted on our property, when it was, where it wasn't. If it had something special from a holiday, I would definitely remember that. I mentioned wanting to start a tradition where every year until Remy turns 18, planting a tree along, a living Christmas tree along the south side of our property to just have something to show for. When I think back of all of our Christmas activities with family, you know, I don't remember a single gift that I got. I remember the food. You know, you always count on the stuffings and the deep fried turkey and the honey baked ham.
And the time together.
And I'm sure that they were horrible for y'all to sit through, but all the kids would put on plays that we made up last minute that were so ridiculous and made no sense. I mean, we even would get done and we didn't make sense of them, but we did performances.
We missed them. They were charming. We're counting on the grandkids for the second round.
You know what I always enjoyed after we did those silly things is then when the real pianists, Mama Kay, Aunt Karen, Pierre, I mean, they would get on the grand piano and they would play, and Rennie would jump in with the squeeze box and axillion, just the musical performances. That's what made the holidays for us.
Go to RosieOnTheHouse.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter to receive the Garden Tip of the Week, special offers, and discounts.